This is Long Live Childhood, a pediatric health and wellness podcast presented by Children's Health of Orange County. With so many distractions these days, like screens and social media and gaming, it's important to promote physical activity in kids. So today, CHOC pediatrician Dr. Reshmi Basu joins us to give us some ideas on how to make that happen. Thank you so much for making the time to be here, Dr. Basu.
Thank you so much for having me.
So as a doctor, what would you say are the biggest health reasons parents should get their kids moving early on? What's at stake if they don't?
So from a medical perspective, encouraging physical activity early in life lays a crucial foundation for lifelong health. And we're talking about building strong bones and muscles, which is vital for preventing issues like osteoporosis later in life. Regular movement can play a role in maintaining a healthy weight, reducing childhood obesity, and later in life, complications like type 2 diabetes, even signs of early heart disease. And beyond the physical, we also have to consider the mental health benefits of exercise. Exercise is fantastic for brain development, improving focus, concentration, and even academic performance. And if the kids aren't active early on, there could be considerable risks. We are unfortunately seeing increased rates of childhood obesity, which can track into adulthood and bring a host of health problems. There's potential for delayed motor skills, a higher likelihood of developing chronic diseases at a younger age. And then again, they may miss out on the mental health benefits that come with being active, which can impact their mood and increase risks of anxiety and depression.
Dr. Basu, for parents who are juggling, you know, their own careers, their children's schoolwork, screen time with kids, their own screen time, what are some realistic ways to build more activity into a child's everyday routine?
So I definitely understand the challenges parents face today. I am a mother to two school-aged kids myself. And it's not about adding another huge task to the to-do list, but kind of trying to weave the movement into daily life. Even small things can make a difference. If walking or biking to school is safe and feasible, that could be a great start. Even short bursts of activity throughout the day can add up. Take a little 10-minute dance party break after homework or play tag during a break. And, you know, reduce screen time as much as you can. There are challenges to that. But setting clear limits and offering active alternatives can be helpful. Trying to do things as a family, I think, is also key. If you can involve your children in your own routines, that could be a wonderful approach. Going for runs together, even short ones, or heading to the park as a family, not only gets everyone moving, but provides valuable bonding time. And often we don't get that time with our kids, so you're kind of doing two things at once.
I like the dance break idea. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We hear a lot about the benefits of exercise, but what long-term differences do you tend to see in kids who grow up active versus those who don't?
So a lot of it is just looking at long-term differences, and they can be quite striking. Children who grow up active do tend to maintain healthier weights throughout their lives, which in turn lowers risks of developing chronic diseases, like we mentioned before, heart disease, stroke, maybe even certain types of cancer. And so they can have stronger bones, improved muscle strength. And then again, beyond the physical, active kids often have better self-esteem, that mental well-being we talked about, and they carry these habits into adulthood. In addition, physical activity acts as a powerful buffer against the damaging effects of toxic stress. And there is actually scientific evidence for that. So being active, being in nature can buffer against harmful stress. And being active builds a physiological and psychological reserve that lets children better cope with adversity and the effects of toxic stress. And so that not only promotes their immediate well-being, but also their long-term health and resilience.
Well, as you know, of course, there are a lot of kids that just are not into sports or traditional activities. So how can those parents still encourage some kind of movement without forcing it or making it feel like a punishment?
So this is a really important point, and it actually comes up in my office because, you know, parents say that their kids don't want to be in an organized sport. And that's okay. Not every child will be a star athlete, and not all families actually can afford to have their kids participate in organized sports, which is also okay and does not mean that they cannot be active. So find activities they enjoy. We mentioned those dance parties, and now there's so many resources out there. So use active video games or just YouTube videos to get them moving, and, you know, do it as a family. Again, doing things together, involving the whole family, is so important. In fact, in my own family, in the early days of the pandemic, my husband and I started going on walks a couple of times a week with our kids. They were 6 and 9 at that time. And they didn't always want to necessarily participate, but then it kind of became a habit. And now my son and my daughter, who's a teenager, we still run together a couple of times a week. And they actually look forward to it and they motivate me. They're faster than me now. But, you know, it gives us a chance to kind of just connect, talk interrupted. It's definitely really precious to me. I hope they will have long-term benefits from it. So exercising with your children can be powerful for the kids and the adults. And so it's all about the fun, the exploration, not necessarily making it competitive or having strict rules, and letting them choose what they want to do. If they don't want to run or walk, that's okay too. You know, I mean, just go out and play something that they do want to do, and praise them for their effort, their enthusiasm. They don't have to run fast. It could just be, you know, what their skill level allows. And it's just creating that positive association with being active, and so that they want to choose to be active versus something else as they grow up.
Right. I always think the beach is a good one too, because swimming and walking in the sand, you get two benefits.
Yes, exactly. And they don't even realize they're exercising. They're having so much fun.
Yeah. Or hiking and take a picnic.
Hiking, uh-huh. Bike rides. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many options. In closing, Dr. Basu, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just make it part of your daily life. I think a lot of it is our finding time in our own schedules. And we think that if we put them in an organized sport or in a class, then it's easier. We just drop them off and go. And that's important for other reasons, social skills and things. But also, I think just doing things together, it helps our own health as parents and then also our kids too.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and giving us such useful tools to implement this. I look forward to getting our kids moving.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Reshmi Basu. For more pediatric health and wellness tips, visit health.chalk.org. Thanks for listening to Long Live Childhood, a pediatric health and wellness podcast presented by Children's Health of Orange County. Together, we can keep kids happy and healthy.